How we teach kids about how to be safe at school was forever changed when Columbine happened in Littleton, Colorado in April 1999. Fast forward to today, and there have already been 23 school shootings just in 2018. If your child attends school, they know what a lockdown drill is, but do they really understand it? And if they don't, how do we as parents have this difficult conversation? Dr. Roger Olson, a clinical child psychologist with St. Luke's Children's Center for Neurobehavioral Medicine, joins me live in studio today to talk about this. I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Olson.
Thank you.
This is a tough topic to talk about at any point, but I think it's so important. And I wanted to ask you the first question, which is there a certain age or a certain grade that we should be talking to our children about this subject?
Absolutely. I you know, just kind of to start off with, I would say, you know, in preschool, we start teaching kids about bullies and about how to be safe and how to ask for help when you need it. So sometimes preschoolers, and especially as they get into kindergarten and elementary school, kids are exposed to bullies and exposed to lockdown drills, and they're becoming more aware that there's, you know, difficult things to deal with in life.
So how do we begin that conversation? I just graduated a kindergartner yesterday, so I'm in that category of having a little one. And the topic has not come up with him. So do you just raise it, or do you wait for them to give you a signal?
Usually, you know, I would wait until they seem to be ready to talk about it, or if there's a bullying incident, you know, that's often a time where we can talk about, you know, what we do to protect ourselves and protect our friends. But, and maybe not even waiting until after something happens, preparing them without having to give them all the details about, you know, school shootings. We can talk about personal safety even before they know about the more difficult situations.
And when we talk about personal safety, is it just about how to keep yourself safe? I mean, I'm wondering, what are some of those, you know, conversation points?
Yes, yes. Just, I mean, kids at a very young age know that, you know, there's kids that are mean, and sometimes they're mean to other kids.
Right.
And so they are aware, and even kindergartners are aware, that there's situations that they have to deal with. So teaching them how to be assertive, how to use their voice, how to speak up if there is a problem and not just accept being treated poorly. That's, I think, assertiveness skills is a big thing to start with.
You know, and I said in the opening that we've already seen 23 school shootings just in this school year in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So when a school shooting happens, you know, it's all over the national news. We saw that with Parkland and with Santa Fe shooting that just happened. So my question is, do we talk to our children about it when it happens, or do we leave it alone? I think sometimes that's the hard thing, especially as they get older. I'm not talking about a kindergartner.
Right, right. Well, usually it's good to ask them what they've heard about it, because, you know, kids in elementary school and junior high and high school, they hear about the school shootings. They are doing the lockdown drills. And so you can open the conversation and listen to what they have heard and what their friends are saying about that. And you want to let them know that you're there to support them. And you can even share your feelings about your experience of these, you know, terrible news stories and terrible events that are happening around the country, but at a level that's appropriate for them. You don't have to share the graphic details, but you can share their feeling or your feelings with them and let them know that you're always going to be there to keep them safe and that you're there to listen to them and help them through this hard time.
I'm speaking with Dr. Roger Olson, a clinical child psychologist, about how and when to talk to our children about school and active shooter situations. If you have questions for Dr. Olson, please email us right now, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We will try our hardest to get your questions answered. So if you have a question, please email us now, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. So how do we then talk to them about this, but not scare them about it? Because that's what,
yes,
I get concerned with, is you have to send them to school every day.
Well, you want to tell them the truth, but at a level that they can understand. And even a kindergartner knows that, you know, they have this idea of, you know, the good guys fighting the bad guys with the superheroes and all kinds of things like that. So they know that there's, you know, struggles and things that happen that they may have to be a hero, you know, someday to stand up for a friend that's being bullied. So they can understand that. So, you know, keeping it at their level, knowing that they are probably more aware than we give them credit for a lot of the time. But we don't have to give them, like I mentioned earlier, the graphic details. But we can teach them that there's people that they can trust. They can go to their teacher. They can go to their principal. There's people in their community that can help them deal with situations that come up in school. Hopefully, you know, they don't have to deal with the school shooting, mm-hmm. but if they do, they are, you know, it's important for them to know that there's people there in the community, teachers, you know, law enforcement that are there to keep them safe, as well as, you know, parents, that we're going to do all we can do to keep them safe.
And how about lockdown drills? Because I'll never forget the first time my oldest came home and said they had had a lockdown drill, and this was in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a punch in the gut to a parent when you realize that, oh my gosh, they're doing this at school, yet mm-hmm. at the same time, they need to do this at school.
Right.
So how do we then, you know, broach that topic? Because I remember just asking my oldest, well, what did you do? What, you know, how did it happen? And, you know, in kindergarten, it was hard for him to articulate. But now we're at an age where they sometimes don't want to talk about a lockdown drill. Is that pretty normal for children to maybe not want to talk about it?
I've had the other experience. You know, my wife is a kindergarten teacher in the past, and now she's a second grade teacher. So she has to do this every year, you know, multiple times. And she says that the second graders are very aware of you know, what they're doing. Kindergartners, not so much. But they do understand that, hey, there's, you know, we're practicing. If someone's going to be a bully or someone's going to, you know, do some aggressive things, this is how we're going to stay safe. Mm-hmm. And so giving them that opportunity to talk about it, and usually the kids want to talk about it, but it starts with asking the question, you know, what they know, what it was like for them. Is there anything that they need to, you know, share their feelings about? And again, communicating that we're here to listen mm-hmm. to them.
What's interesting to me is I'm wondering as well if, as parents, we're almost too concerned about this. And I do not want people to think I'm being, you know, blasé about this at all, because I'm not. I'm a parent. But that my children don't know anything different. Mm-hmm. They've always had lockdown drills, mm-hmm. just like we always had fire drills.
Right.
And it is a part of them going to school.
Right.
So I wonder sometimes if, you know, we overthink this as parents,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
is it something where it's like, well, this is, you know, the day and age that we live in. This is, you know, you do these to be safe.
Right.
Do you know what
right.
I mean? Like, are we too oversensitive about this as parents? Because we did not grow up like this.
Right, right. Well, I think the main message we need to give them that we had to learn as kids, and they'll have to learn, even though it's a different environment, you know, than our environment that we grew up in, like you're alluding to. The main point is, I always go back to the Serenity Prayer. It's so popular in all kinds of groups and organizations like AA. It's accepting what we can't change, the courage to change what we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So teaching kids that, hey, there's some things that are out of our control. You know, like if someone's going to be a bully, or if there's going to be a bad guy that's going to try to hurt us. We have to accept that we can't control some of those things. And as a parent, we have to learn to accept that too.
Right.
But then we help ourselves and our children focus on what we can change, like making positive connections, like, you know, we were talking about earlier on the program, helping kids learn how to help others, taking time to recharge our batteries when we need to, take time to have a break from the news, and be very protective of your kids. If there's, you know, too much news on in the house, know when to turn that off,
mm-hmm.
so they aren't exposed, especially the younger kids, aren't exposed to that violence on TV or, you know, other media sources. So it's good to take a break and check in, and also look for warning signs. You know, if our kids are displaying more anxiety or more disruptive behavior, or our preschoolers or kindergartners are starting to wet the bed again, you know, those are maybe some warning signs that they may be stressed and we do need to talk to them.
And it could be something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about
mm-hmm.
today, but to ask yourself those questions as to if my child, if some behavior is changing.
Yes.
Ask mm-hmm. and look further into it.
Absolutely. And try to provide a consistent routine, because that helps kids feel secure, whether they're preschoolers or high schoolers. Have regular family time to connect.
And we had a Boise police officer in on the program yesterday talking about active shooter trainings that they give to schools, to organizations. And he talked about making a plan with your children when it comes to being in like a public space. So now I'm talking outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
So like in an active shooter situation, let's say at a mall or a movie theater, Is that a good idea to again talk to them about a plan if we're at the mall and something happens? But also, once again, how in the world do we do this without freaking them out? I think about my children and about them never wanting to go to the mall again, or a restaurant or something like that. Right. If I'm constantly talking to them about a plan,
right? I would kind of broach it in kind of the terms of general safety skills, like stranger danger. When kids are preschoolers or in kindergartners, we talk about stranger danger. You know, if someone tries to come up and offer you candy and says, "Hey, get in the car with me," kindergartners know that you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
And so they can understand that concept of the assessing danger. And so this would just be another situation. Hey, if there's, you talk about lockdown drills at school, similarly, if there's a dangerous situation, here's what we do. And here's the people that we can connect with. And here's where we're going to meet, if we get separated, things like that, just for general safety, if there's danger.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this today. I think it's a really difficult topic to talk about, but also just tools to have as a parent to be able to talk to our kids about this. So thank you so much for your advice and the conversation today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My guest today has been Dr. Roger Olson.